Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Tes and parak Aleph Mishnah Yod. Parak Aleph Mishnah Tes is going to be discussing another type of temporary partition, temporary wall that may be put up around a camping ground to allow a person and a group of people to be able to carry within that area on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah, Makifin Shlosha Chavalim, you can surround your camp, you can surround where you're staying with three horizontal ropes that are attached to posts that have been stuck into the ground. Zelamalamizev, Zelamalamizev, one rope is going to be above the other. Uvilvad, Shlo Yehibin Cheva Lachaver, or Shlosha Tvachim, as long as there is no space of three Tvachim or more that is in between one rope and the next, or between the bottom rope and the ground. Meaning to say, the highest rope must be within three tefachim of the middle rope, the middle rope must be within three tefachim of the lowest rope, and the lowest rope must be within three tefachim of the ground. If you make a machitza in this way, then it's considered to be entirely solid, because halachically there's a concept called lavud, which means that if there's a gap of less than three tefachim between two particular objects, then it's as if that space of less than three tefachim doesn't exist, isn't there on a halachic level, and therefore you have a machitza, you have a wall to create this reshus hayachid for you to be able to carry. Continuing in the Mishnah, shir chavalim ve'evyon yaser al tefach, and they have to make sure that the thickness of all three ropes together must be more than a tefach, kidei she'a kol asar tefachim, to make sure that this wall in total will equal up to 10 tefachim or more. Like we said, in order to have a Rosh Hashanah, this is a private domain that you're creating for yourself, the wall that's surrounding you must be at least 10 tefachim. We know that if we have a little bit less than 3 tefachim in between the ropes, so we have a little bit less than 9 tefachim total so far in terms of the walls, but you still have to have enough space that it's more than 10, so it should be a little bit more than 1 tefach of rope thickness, so you have at least 10 tefachim in total of the wall to have your Rosh Hashanah Hayachid there. Continuing now in Parak Aleph Mishnah Yud, as we discuss a third type of this makeshift temporary partition that may be made around a camping ground. Says the Mishnah, Makifin Bakanim. These people who want to make a Rosh Hashanah for themselves on Shabbos, they may surround themselves with these vertical posts that are driven into the ground. Again, this time they're going to not have any of these horizontal ropes. That would be the previous case. Uvilvad shelo yehei ben kana lechavero shlosh tefachim. As long as there is no gap of three tefachim between one post and the next. Meaning if all of the posts that are next to one another are within three tefachim of each other, then the mechitza, then the wall is valid, even though it is almost entirely open, because spaces that are narrower than three tefachim are not halachically considered to be gaps, are not halachically considered to be spaces, and therefore they would qualify as a mechitza, as a wall, to create a reshus hayachid around your area. Now, the previous two cases, whether it's the case in the previous Mishnah, where you have the horizontal beams with the ropes across, or you have the case here where you just have the vertical posts, these are the types of walls are obviously not ideal. They're obviously not as good as regular posts. So now we're going to discuss a machlokas as to exactly when you're allowed to use these lesser types of mechitzos. Says the Mishnah, Bashayara Dibru, that when the Chachamim permitted these types of walls, they were specific only in situations where you have a caravan, meaning only a group of at least three people who are traveling together may use such partitions, but one or two people may not. Dibru Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omrim, but the Chachamim say, no, Lo Dibri B'Shiyar El Abahova, they mentioned the caravan because that is the most common type of situation that they were dealing with in our Mishnah, but really any situation, even if you have a traveler by himself, he may use these inferior types of mechitzos. The Chachamim were simply discussing a caravan because that was the case that they were generally speaking dealing with, but according to the Chachamim, that any situation where you have even one person traveling may use this type of mechitza, this type of partition, in order to create for himself a reshus hayachid, a private area on Shabbos to carry in. Continuing in the Mishnah, kol mechitza she'ena shel shesi v'shel erev eina mechitza, that any partition that does not have both vertical and horizontal parts is not a valid mechitza, is not a valid wall, unless it's going to consist of both elements. You need posts and ropes, says this opinion in our mission. Div Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim Omer, but the Chachamim say no. Echad Mishnei Dvarim, that either one of these two things suffices, whether it's vertical or horizontal. You don't need both as long as you have the lava, the space in between them. That is less than three tefachim, then that would work as a mechitza, says the Chachamim. Continuing now in the Mishnah, we discuss this leniency, at least according to some, that if you have travelers, we're going to give them an easier time making a partition, making a reshus hayachid for themselves. So now we're going to discuss some makulos, some leniencies that apply in another type of situation, in another type of camp. Says the Mishnah, Arba Dvarim Patru B'machane. The Chachamim were they granted exemptions, they were makel from four halachos to soldiers that were in a military camp during war. Mevian number one, Mevian Eitzim Mikol Mokum. Number one, they may bring wood from anywhere. It's not considered stealing, even if someone, as the bartender points out, even if an owner cut wood and made it into bundles, nonetheless, the soldiers can take the wood. Number two, Upeturim Merechitas Yadayim. They're not required to wash their hands before eating bread. Umi Demai, and they're allowed to eat Demai, even though normally we don't allow you to eat food where we're not sure if the Maestros were separated, because they were separated because it was the food of an Amaretz, of someone who was an unlearned person. And normally we make you separate it to at least some extent beyond that. But for soldiers in an army, we let them eat Demai as well. And the fourth exception is Umila Arev, and we exempt them from the obligation to make an Erev Chatzeros. Generally speaking, if you have several houses that open into a common Chatzer, as we're going to discuss in this Masechta, it is Osir Ani Midirabbanon level on Shabbos to carry from the courtyard into any of the houses, or from any of the houses into the courtyard, or for Amos in the courtyard itself, unless, of course, it's what we refer to as an Erev Chatzeros, where you have the owners of all the houses that are joining together, and that would allow you to carry from the courtyard into your home. The same should, in theory, apply to carrying from one tent to another in an enclosed military camp. But the Chachamim were lenient and they said no, that you're allowed to carry in such a camp, even if there is no Eruvei Chatzeros. Quick review, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, discussed another type of makeshift partition, makeshift wall that is allowed to be done if you surround the camp with three horizontal ropes that are attached to posts that have been driven into the ground. You have one rope above the other, each one is less than three tefachim from the other, so because of lavud, it's as if there's no space between them, and that works to allow you to have a mechitza, to create a reshus hayachid, to be able to carry in your area on Shabbos. And the Mishnah just says that you have to make sure that the ropes, at least the ropes altogether, have to be at least a tefach in thickness, because then it's going to be one tefach of, at least a little more than a tefach of rope, plus a little less than three tefachim of space in between, and that will make sure to have at least 10 tefachim, because again, the mechitza, the partition, the wall, has to be at least 10 tefachim in order to create a reshus hayachid, a private area. And then Aleph Mishnah Yud told us another type of partition that is that may be made in such a situation. In this situation, it's just where you have these vertical posts that you drive into the ground, and as long as there's no gap of three tefachim between them as well, then you can have that as well and use that as a mechitza, use that as a partition for your reshus hayachid, for your private domain. And there is a machlokas in our Mishnah whether these kulos, whether these types of lesser partitions work in all situations or only in the case of a caravan, with a few people traveling together. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, if we're only talking about a caravan, according to the Chacham, no, they only mention caravan, said the Chacham, because it's behova, because that's the case that they were dealing with. But really in any situation, says the Chachamim, these kulos, these leniencies would work, these leniencies would be valid. And then we had another machlokas in our Mishnah regarding the question of whether you need both vertical and horizontal in order to have a valid mechitza. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that both you need the ropes and the posts. And according to the Chachamim, no, all you need is one of them, either the posts or the ropes would work to make you a mechitza for the Rishos Hayachid. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us four leniencies that the Chacham granted for soldiers who are in a military camp. Number one, they can bring wood from anywhere, even if it's someone else's wood. It's not considered stealing. Number two is that they don't have to wash their hands before eating bread. Number three is they're allowed to eat demai, which is food from an Amaretz. We're not sure if you separated the mice or the tithes or not. And number four is there's no need for an Erev Chatzeros. us that even though on a midrabanan level you can't carry from your tent to another tent on Shabbos without having an Erev Chatzeros, the Chacham are lenient with them. Have a great day.